Well, one week ago, I attended the best convention I had ever gone to. Now today, I can say I have attended the best convention that I have ever been to. And this is how the Lord works, and I know you have all experienced this. At this convention, the Lord has overruled in our fellowship, our hymns of praise, the heartfelt prayers and testimonies, and the lessons from our speakers. It was God's Holy Spirit that overruled and met the needs that we had in our own spiritual lives. It met the spiritual needs that we needed at this moment in time. And the Lord's overruling was evident in our speakers' lessons. Here's a brief summary using the titles of their talks and the main points of emphasis. By God's grace, it is through His Son that we became God's children. God's grace is precious. This should keep us humble and willing to trust God's leadings in all experiences of life. In this way, we won't be conformed to this world, but we'll transform ourselves with a character transplant. Today, we are living in an ungodly society, as the brethren in Corinth did. Therefore, there are lessons for the new creation in which we need to learn. Lessons, as was displayed by the other Joseph, who taught us not to rush to decisions regarding God's will. As Joseph, we shouldn't be concerned by what others think of us as we serve the Lord. One's actions speak louder than words. Remember, God and His people have a roaring lion that they are at war with. We are in a spiritual war in our hearts and minds, and we must use our spiritual sword and armor. We choose and want to follow the Lion of the tribe of Judah because we know He will be victorious. We have enlisted in this army to follow this Lion with brothers in arms. Not one brother in arms is to be left behind. The roaring lion will try to scare us. In this present evil world, this lion was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. In this world, death can come upon the Lord's people in tragic ways. Eternity has been set in our hearts, and so we grieve when we lose our loved ones, just as Jesus did. Jesus wept at the suffering of Adamic death, which He saw was present in all of mankind. But God has promised to help us to bear our grief as we grieve our loved ones. And we do not grieve as those that have no hope. In our Christian walk, we are to copy Jesus and to be of no reputation and be empty of self. We need to ask the Father to reveal and repair our character flaws and thereby excel still more. We should never judge our brethren who are under the blood of Christ. As ambassadors of Christ, we should be different from all of those around us in all of our affairs of life. We should even have the ability to love our enemies. Remember, the time is short to do so. Trust and faith in God's great goodness, even during severe trials of life, were evident in the lives of David, Paul and Silas, and the sons of God. Methuselah, Jonathan, and Zacchaeus displayed a desire to seek God's righteousness, and they displayed humility, trust, and faith to us. We heard beautiful testimonies today which were given to the Heavenly Father. So let your little lights shine and speak a pure language about the gospel message of the one true God, the one true God of love, who has promised to bless all the families of the earth through the seed of Abraham in the kingdom. The church and the ancient worthies will teach this pure language to the world, and then they too will learn to love the Heavenly Father as we do. But this kingdom will not begin until the walls of Jerusalem are rebuilt in the latter days of this gospel age. This will require the faith and integrity of Nehemiah in order to fight the enemy. We have a work to do to complete the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. Remember the Lord and blow your trumpet with joy in the Lord. We have a lot of thank yous before we dismiss. First of all, our patriarchs, Brother Dan, Sister Doris, and Uncle Ken and Auntie Carm. We know the history of our class. There was a time years ago when you had to decide to whether turn to the right or to the left, but you kept walking in that straight path in truth and love for the Lord. And Brother Dan, we thank you. We thank Brother Dan, who he not only loved the truth, but he always displayed the spirit of the truth. And we know the spirit of the truth is so important. I have to thank all the members of our class. It was a privilege to work with you at this convention. Brian and Connie and Andy and Darlene, Naomi and Rachel, Clinton and Damon and our children all chipped in together. I know Naomi is a secretary. A lot of your hard work was done behind the scenes, but it's much appreciated, all your technological skills and the nice programs and posters that you made for us. We have to thank our music department, Sister Janice, Sister Sue, Brother Rafael, and our audio man hiding in the closet in the back, Brother Ryan. He should be in there right now. Thank you to our Sunday school teachers who all chipped in together and gave the children a blessing and enabled the parents to come in and enjoy the talks and the convention. And would our kitchen staff be here right now? Yeah. If we could have the kitchen staff come out. They did a really great job this weekend. Let's give them a nice Bible student thank you for all the great food and work they did this weekend. Thank you very much, ladies. And finally, all of you, thank you so much for coming to support our class. You've certainly helped our heavy hearts to heal a little bit as we're still grieving. But like I said earlier, we are grieving, but not like those who are without hope. We're so thankful for your love and support to be with us in convention at this time. We are so thankful to the Heavenly Father because we know this love comes from Him, and we give Him all the thanks and praise. Well, till we meet again at the next convention, and I know with the Lord's overruling, it's going to be the very best convention that you ever went to. God be with you till we meet again.